lots of activity in the Meals on Wheels kitchen.
That's what Kim told me.
And the offices of parent agency, the Visiting Nurses Association, were packed and crawling with officers in uniform, all ready to go out and deliver meals.
Will they be responding to calls while they're delivering meals?
The ones that are here, we work in community engagement, so that's part of our job. Also, the NPO officers, they work the neighborhoods, so they also, that is part of their jobs to reach out to people. And they are not the patrol officers that will be called, no. So we're good here.
That's Dallas Police Community Outreach Manager Diana Hernandez. The 200 officers delivered 1,000 meals in all, and Chief David Brown joined in. He went to Mrs. Coleman's house in West Dallas.
Hi, Ms. Coleman, it's Chief Brown. How are you? I'm delivering the meal today.
Along with her lunch, he had brought her a brightly colored fleece blanket.
Hi! Hi, Merry Christmas! Oh, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful, yeah.
What you watching, Wendy Williams?
Yes.
What's he talking about today?
Oh, I don't know.
My
You're not taking away from me.
Well, how do you feel right now?
Well, you know, this is, you know, beyond community policing. Of course, that's the effort that we label it as, but this is really, you know, one of the things that we go into public service for. It tugs at your heart that people who need assistance sometimes don't get all the care that they need. And but for VNA, the Visiting Nurses Association, and their efforts, and now our partnership with them, we were able to touch someone's heart, and we end up touching our own, you know, because it's obviously the holiday season, but again, there but for the grace of God go I. Many of, you know, my mother's still with me. So it's beyond just public service and community policing. I think it's just more of a human experience.
Mrs. Coleman and the other people who were visited by police as part of this day of action represent only a fourth of the seniors and homebound people who get daily visits from Meals on Wheels in Dallas County. Emily Troop, News Radio 1080 KRLD.